tears go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom.
Welcome, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Hope you're staying warm out there. It is chilly, everyone. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you've been listening to me for a while, you may know that I have a tiny little dog. I'm a great big tall person, so I figured I'll get a dog that's ironic. So I have she's now 13 pounds. I just took her to the vet. I have a miniature dachshund who is 13 pounds, and I will tell you what, everybody, this dog hates it outside right now. It is just brutal. And because she's so little, I can't quite get her in the booties. It doesn't work. So I hope you, your pets, your loved ones, be they four-legged or two-legged, are all staying warm out there. We're going to try to keep you warm with some great conversation this afternoon. So much to talk about. I'm glad I've got each and every one of you to help me out this afternoon, as well as Cal on the board today. Thank you so much for being here, Cal. I appreciate it. Getting back into the swing of things, everybody, after a bit of a long weekend for me. And, you know, it's really good to come back to work as a political talk radio host when just nothing has happened, absolutely nothing in the news. No, quite a bit. The main focuses today, everyone, are going to be what I'm going to call like the Thursday night massacre and New Friday massacre. These resignations coming out of the Southern District of New York. Again, if you've been listening to the show for a while, you know that I was first an elbow clerk to the Seventh Circuit Appeals Court judge who just passed away a couple years ago. His name was Michael Caney. He was a two-time Republican appointee. I worked for this judge for a year coming right out of law school. It was federal appeals court clerk. And then spent many years, most recently, as a government lawyer in local government. So I'm going to share with you some of my perspectives. I'm going to read some of their resignation letters, and we'll get into that discussion. That's going to be an hour or two today. We're going to start off today, as I have been wont to do recently, with a few quick things about what's going on in the news. And then after that, I'm going to turn to J.D. Vance's speech last week in Munich. Shocking would be a word to use to describe the message that J.D. Vance had for America's staunchest allies in Western Europe. We're going to go into that at some length because, I'm not sure exactly what the long game is here. We're going to talk about that. I'm going to be curious to hear what your thoughts are on what exactly are they getting at beyond, oh, they want to burn it all down. To what purpose? These are the questions I'm left after this incredible few days of news. Like, where are they going with all of this? We know that there's horse trading. We know that they're, you know, again, handing out dismissals of cases to politicians who pledge fidelity to Donald Trump. We know that there is this far-right tilt of our billionaire overlord, Elon Musk. We know that they're embracing not just Nazi messaging in speeches, but Nazi symbols, Nazi imagery, and of course, neo-Nazi parties throughout the world. But to what end? Right? Like, to what end? And so I want to get into that with all of you. But first, I think we've got to do a little bit of business because, of course, it is primary election day. Everyone, please, please, please go out there and vote. Most importantly, on your primary ballot today are three candidates for a state superintendent of public instruction. You're not going to want to miss the opportunity to cast that vote. These are not traditional candidates. Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's very own political editor, has broken down that race. You can check out Dan's thoughts on the three candidates in detail if you go to civicmedia.us. That's civicmedia.us. So do not, please, everyone, go get your primary voting done. I know it's cold outside, but you don't vote outside. You vote inside. So you can get it done in the state of Wisconsin. You got until 8 p.m. As long as you are in line by 8 p.m. to vote, you will have an opportunity to vote today. If you don't remember what your polling place is, you're not sure if you're registered, just go to myvote.wi.gov. That's myvote.wi.gov. And everyone, please make sure that your calendars are marked for our general election coming up so quickly. That's going to be April 1st, a big showdown in the Supreme Court. And tomorrow, it's going to be basically an all Wisconsin Wednesday. Wisconsin Wednesday is what it's going to be on the Maggie Dawn Show. We're going to be talking about budgets, ballots, the Birkebeiner, and billionaires. I cannot wait to share all of that with you. But let's get to a few quick things this afternoon, because there are a few quick things, including a very strange one that caught my attention. Not sure if it caught yours. A conservative influencer, she's big all over X, has claimed, she was all over the X for the last few days, claiming that she just gave birth to Elon Musk's love child. I know this is quite salacious, but I'm always curious as to conservatives, especially those who espouse sort of this very devout Christian take on things. Tell me, what do you think about Elon Musk's 13 kids with multiple women? How does that work? Elon Musk then retweeting basically a slam of her that someone else put out there that apparently included a photo of her in underwear when she was 15. So is Elon Musk now retweeting what some might argue is child porn? It's just so freaking bizarre. It could only be happening in this moment in our country. This woman's name, her name is Ashley St. Clair. Just a very weird circumstance going on here. So that was my quick thing, number one. Very, very bizarre. We now have news that Elon Musk is coming for your Social Security check. That also breaking over the weekend, a top Social Security official resigning. A little bit of an echo of the Thursday night massacre in the Southern District of New York. That's happening. Do you rely on your Social Security check? Does your grandparent, your parent, is that essential for them to get through the day, the week, the month? Is it necessary for them to pay their heating bill when they have to have their heat cranked? Yeah, if so, Musk is coming for their check. What are you going to do about it? We're going to go deep on Social Security in one of our upcoming episodes here, because I think it really deserves some attention about what are, if you're concerned that Social Security, oh, it's going bankrupt, which in my opinion is a slightly exaggerated problem. There are lots of ways to fix that problem. There are lots of ways to address any sorts of claims of fraud or any improprieties there. It's not gutting Social Security. It's not taking away the benefits that people have earned. We'll go deep on that very soon here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Announcements today that there are ongoing negotiations between the United States and Russia, ostensibly to work on a peace agreement for Ukraine and to explore, quote, incredible opportunities to partner economically and geopolitically. Ukraine and Europe not invited to the peace talk party. Is this not a little weird? Like, if you're trying to broker peace between two warring governments, wouldn't you think that, like, both warring governments need to be there? Or is it just now, like, the United States, Trump and Putin just to get to divide up the globe? Well, you take this, we'll take Greenland, Canada, the panel. Like, is that what's going on? This is so utterly bizarre and wretched. And by the way, of course, everyone, when we get into what J.D. Vance was saying in Munich, Germany, which is supposed to be a talk about basically the security of the what was the Western alliance that stood up to Nazi Germany. All of this has a through line that deals with far-right extremists and is an overarching capitulation to Vladimir Putin. This is all of one thing. We'll get into it, not to worry. In other quick news here, a quick few things. Judge Anna C. Reyes hearing a case in federal district court in Washington opposing President Trump's order against, quote, racial gender ideology in the military, informed the government's attorney today that not all people have XX and XY chromosomes. She cited about 30 examples of intersexed people. She said that biology, actual facts, do not support the president's executive order that there are just two sexes, male and female, and indicated that this was indeed a fundamental issue underlying the case before her. There's a refreshing breath from a judge. Yes, looking at science and telling Donald Trump, you know, we might need to look at science when you start making these sorts of declarations. This also I found incredibly interesting. Steve Bannon, President Trump's former White House chief strategist in Trump 1.0, has renewed his feud with Elon Musk. Remember, there was a little bit of a standoff over the holiday seasons or the HB1 visa question. He called Elon Musk a, quote, parasitic illegal immigrant. So for those of you who supported Donald Trump, are you with the billionaire overlord or are you more in Steve Bannon's camp? Inquiring minds, including mine, would like to know. This was in an interview published online today with a British news site called Unheard. Huh, fascinating. We've got another plane crash. Unbelievably, I was in Toronto last year. This crash happening in Toronto in a very windy and snowy Toronto airport. Apparently a Delta flight flipped over and lit on fire. Everyone survived, thank goodness. We also have some really big announcements coming from Tony Evers saying his budget is reflective of his declaration of 2025 as Year of the Kid. Big investment in our incarceration system here, given all of the deaths that have occurred. And he wants to give us $2 billion in tax relief. I wonder if under Governor Evers' plan, most of that's going to go to the middle class. When we come back, I'm going to dig into, I don't even know what you call what J.D. Vance did last week in Munich. Oy. We'll discuss next. You're not going to want to miss that because it matters. It matters very much. Do you and me care about the shared values of democracies worldwide? Because I'm not sure J.D. Vance does. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be back with more in just a moment.